Looking after our people.
The NHS achieves extraordinary things for patients, but safety and health and well-being matter just as much for our people.
If we don't look after ourselves and each other, we cannot deliver safe, high-quality care.
COVID-19 has spurred the NHS on to put much greater focus on this, which we must continue and build on. The pandemic has already had a significant physical, mental and psychological impact on our people, and this will continue for some time to come. Many people are tired and in need of rest and respite. Evidence tells us that those in caring roles often wait until they are very unwell before raising their hand. So we must all encourage each other to seek help, and seek it as soon as it is needed. And leaders, teams and employers need to keep offering people support to stay well at work, and keep offering it consistently, across teams, organizations and sectors.
Our NHS people promise.
This is a promise we must all make to each other, to work together to improve the experience of working in the NHS for everyone. The themes and words that make up our people promise have come from those who work in the NHS. People in different healthcare roles and organizations have made it clear what matters most to them, and what would make the greatest difference in improving their experience in the workplace. This is what we should all be able to say about working in the NHS, by 2024.
For many, some parts of the promise will already match their current experience. For others, it may still feel out of reach.
We must all pledge to work together to make these ambitions a reality for all of us, within the next 4 years. The people best placed to say when progress has been made are those who work in the NHS. From 2021, the annual NHS staff survey will be redesigned to align with our people promise.
The promise. We are 1.3 million strong. We are all walks of life, all kinds of experiences.
We are the NHS.
The NHS is an extraordinary, world-class service.
Together we have achieved, and continue to achieve, the extraordinary.
We should all feel proud of this. We want our culture to be positive, compassionate, and inclusive, and we all have our part to play. We are a team. We work flexibly. We are always learning. We are safe and healthy. We each have a voice that counts. We are recognized and rewarded. We are compassionate and inclusive. We are a team.
First and foremost, we are one huge, diverse and growing team, united by a desire to provide the very best care.
We learn from each other, support each other and take time to celebrate successes. We work flexibly. We do not have to sacrifice our family, our friends or our interests for work.
We have predictable and flexible working patterns, and, if we do need to take time off, we are supported to do so.
We are always learning.
Opportunities to learn and develop are plentiful, and we are all supported to reach our potential.
We have equal access to opportunities.
We attract, develop and retain talented people from all backgrounds.
We are safe and healthy. We look after ourselves and each other. Well-being is our business and our priority, and if we are unwell, we are supported to get the help we need. We have what we need to deliver the best possible care, from clean safe spaces to rest in, to the right technology. We each have a voice that counts. We all feel safe and confident to speak up.
And we take the time to really listen to understand the hopes and fears that lie behind the words.
We are recognized and rewarded.
A simple thank you for our day-to-day work, formal recognition for our dedication, and fair salary for our contribution.
We are compassionate and inclusive. We do not tolerate any form of discrimination, bullying or violence. We are open and inclusive.
We make the NHS a place where we all feel we belong. Together, we make the NHS the best place to work. We are the NHS.
Support during COVID-19 so far.
Support during COVID-19 so far. Through the COVID-19 response to date, individuals and teams have done a huge amount to support each other, including regular team check-ins, and making space available for colleagues to rest and recuperate. There has also been a widespread outpouring of support from the public and businesses. Nationally, NHS England and NHS Improvement built on this with an offer made to all NHS staff on the NHS People website that included a dedicated health and care staff support service, including confidential support via phone and text message, specialist bereavement support, free access to mental health and well-being apps, guidance for key workers on how to have difficult conversations with their children, group and one-to-one support, including specialist services to support our Black, Asian and minority ethnic, BAME, colleagues, mental health resources and support, including for people affected by suicide, a series of webinars providing a forum for support and conversation with experts. NHS England and NHS Improvement also developed guidance to equip NHS line managers to effectively support and lead their teams during and after the COVID-19, including coaching and mentoring support, online resources, toolkits and guidance on topics such as maintaining team and individual resilience, managing stress and maintaining routines, compassionate leadership in a crisis, and creating pause spaces to support teams working under pressure, React mental health conversation training for managers, to enable them to support staff through compassionate, caring conversations about mental health and emotional well-being.
These interventions helped our people feel more valued and supported.
Now, we must build on this, so they can keep feeling this way.
We are safe and healthy. The safety and health of our people is paramount.
In the early response to COVID-19, when so little was known about the disease, coming to work required the courage associated more with roles in the military than healthcare. Employers across the NHS must now continue to take all necessary measures and redouble their efforts to keep people safe, or risk them leaving. Employers' focus should be on the following areas, which staff have said they care most about. Infection risk. Employers should put in place effective infection prevention and control procedures, including social distancing and redesigning care procedures that pose high risks for spread of infections. Providing PPE, employers should make sure all their people have access to appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, and are trained to use it. Flu vaccination, frontline healthcare workers involved in direct patient care are encouraged to receive seasonal influenza vaccination annually to protect themselves and their patients from influenza. All frontline healthcare workers should have a vaccine provided by their employer.
Public Health England will continue to monitor performance on uptake.
Risk assessment for vulnerable staff. All NHS organisations will complete risk assessments for vulnerable staff, including BAME colleagues and anyone who needs additional support, and take action where needed.
Organisations are encouraged to expand this to all staff. Home working support. Employers should make sure people working from home can do so safely and have support, including making sure they have the equipment they need.
Rest and respite. Employers should make sure their people have sufficient rests and breaks from work and encourage them to take their annual leave allowance in a managed way. Bullying and harassment. All employers are responsible for preventing and tackling bullying, harassment and abuse against staff, and for creating a culture of civility and respect. By March 2021, NHS England and NHS Improvement will provide a toolkit on civility and respect for all employers, to support them in creating a positive workplace culture. Violence against staff. Leaders across the NHS have a statutory duty of care to prevent and control violence in the workplace, in line with existing legislation, so that people never feel fearful or apprehensive about coming to work. NHS England and NHS Improvement has developed a joint agreement with government to ensure action in response to violence against staff. By December 2020, an NHS violence reduction standard will be launched to establish a systematic approach to protecting staff. We invest in our physical and mental health and well-being. Norfolk and Waveney STP has spread support, shared resources and encouraged best practice to support staff in secondary, community, primary and social care through a new health and well-being network. As a good employer, it is our moral imperative to make sure our people have the practical and emotional support they need to do their jobs. Each of us must build on the support given during the COVID-19 response and make sure it continues. Staff should expect their employers to address the following areas. All organizations to have a well-being guardian. NHS organizations should have a well-being guardian, for example, a non-executive director or primary care network clinical director, to consider the organization's activities from a health and well-being perspective and act as a critical friend, while being clear that the primary responsibility for our people's health and well-being lies with chief executive officers or other accountable officers. All staff supported to get to work, NHS organizations should continue to give their people free car parking at their place of work for the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic. Organizations should also support staff to use other modes of transport, and hospitals should identify a cycle to work lead so that more staff can make use of this option. Safe spaces for staff to rest and recuperate. Employers should make sure that staff have safe spaces to manage and process the physical and psychological demands of the work, on their own or with colleagues. Psychological support and treatment. Employers should ensure that all their people have access to psychological support. NHS England and NHS Improvement will continue to provide and evaluate the National Health and Wellbeing Programme developed throughout the COVID-19 response. NHS England and NHS Improvement will also pilot an approach to improving staff mental health by establishing resilience hubs working partnership with occupational health programmes to undertake proactive outreach and assessment, and coordinate referrals to appropriate treatment and support for a range of needs. Support for people through sickness. Employers should identify and proactively support staff when they go off sick and support their return to work. NHS England and NHS Improvement will pilot improved occupational health support, in line with the SOCOs working in selected pilot areas, in partnership with the Resilience Hub and local mental health services. Occupational health services will provide a wider well-being offer, to ensure that staff are supported to stay well and in work. Physically healthy work environments. Employers should ensure that workplaces offer opportunities to be physically active and that staff are able to access physical activity throughout their working day, especially where their roles are more sedentary. Support to switch off from work. Employers should make sure line managers and teams actively encourage well-being to decrease work-related stress and burnout. To do this, they must make sure staff understand that they are expected to take breaks, manage their work demands together, and take regular time away from the workplace.
Leaders should role model this behavior.
The introduction of a well-being room has been brilliant, and more focus on staff well-being going forward is paramount. What is important is allowing staff the time to reflect and recover from stressful situations. This has been invaluable. Physiotherapist, Midlands. Psychological link workers for staff at Gloucestershire hospitals have been part of the mental health support offer for staff during COVID, which they are looking to continue. Health and well-being conversations and personalised plans. From August 2020, every member of NHS staff should have a health and well-being conversation, normally with their line manager or another appropriately trained person. In this conversation, actions will be agreed to optimise the physical and mental well-being of the individual in the broadest sense. Conversations should be reviewed annually as a minimum, but should be available as and when people need them. If identified in these conversations, line managers will be expected to respond to individuals' health and well-being requests that include caring and flexible working requirements, as well as equality, diversity and inclusion. Employers should ensure that all new starters have a health and well-being induction from October 2020.
We work flexibly.
To become a modern and model employer, we must build on the flexible working changes that are emerging through COVID-19. This is crucial for retaining the talent that we have across the NHS. Between 2011 and 2018, more than 56,000 people left NHS employment citing work/life balance as the reason.
We cannot afford to lose any more of our people.
Many people in the NHS go on to bank rotas, become locums, or leave us altogether because they are not offered the flexibility they need to combine work with their personal commitments. The NHS has a higher than average proportion of people with caring responsibilities, and COVID-19 has also changed the responsibilities for many, particularly those with significant caring duties. Flexible working means different things to different people and can relate to when, where, and how we work.
It can also include the need for greater predictability to help people manage their different responsibilities and broader interests.
Getting this right requires managers and leaders to take the time to understand what each person needs. That way, employers can help them incorporate work more easily into the rest of their lives. Making flexible working a reality for all our people will need compassionate conversations between employers and staff representatives. Home working, for at least some of the time, can suit a lot of people.
You can get a lot done at home.
This can help manage stress and health conditions, it helps to save the environment and it saves on commuting time and stress too, as well as potential parking costs either for the individual or the trust. I would like to see this as a proper option for at least some of the week in more jobs, due to the positive impact on staff well-being as well as helping the environment. Senior nurse practitioner, Southeast employers are encouraged to make progress in the following areas for their people.
Flexibility by default, employers should be open to all clinical and non-clinical permanent roles being flexible.
From January 2021, all job roles across NHS England and NHS Improvement and he will be advertised as being available for flexible working patterns. From September 2020, NHS England and NHS Improvement will work with the NHS Staff Council to develop guidance to support employers to make this a reality for their staff. Normalise conversations about flexible working. Employers should cover flexible working in standard induction conversations for new starters and in annual appraisals. Requesting flexibility, whether in hours or location, should not require justification, and as far as possible should be offered regardless of role, team, organization and grade. Flexibility from day one, NHS organizations should consider it good practice to offer flexible working from day one, as individual circumstances can change without warning. Role modeling from the top, board members must give flexible working their focus and support. NHS England and NHS Improvement will add a key performance indicator on the percentage of roles advertised as flexible at the point of advertising to the oversight and performance frameworks. E-rostering, NHS England and NHS Improvement will support organisations to continue the implementation and effective use of e-rostering systems, accelerating rollout where possible. These systems promote continuity of care and safe staffing, enable colleagues to book leave and request preferred working patterns up to 12 weeks in advance, and can also be used to support team rostering. Management support, working with the National NHS Staff Council, NHS England and NHS Improvement will develop online guidance and training on flexible working by December 2020. This will be aimed at staff and managers alike, reinforcing the benefits and providing the tools to develop and assess applications for flexible working, with a view to supporting flexibility as a default. Flexibility in general practice, NHS England and NHS Improvement will work with professional bodies to apply the same principles for flexible working in primary care, which is already more flexible than other parts of the NHS. Building on pilots, it will encourage GP practices and primary care networks to offer more flexible roles to salaried GPs and support the establishment of banks of GPs working flexibly in local systems. Flexibility for junior doctors, during the rest of 2020-21 Health Education England will continue to increase the flexibility of training for junior doctors, such as less than full-time training, out-of-programme pauses and opportunities to develop portfolio careers. Full rollout will happen by 2022-23, so that all junior doctors will be able to apply for flexibility in their chosen training programme. Supporting people with caring responsibilities, employers should roll out the new working carer's passport to support timely, compassionate conversations about what support would be helpful, including establishing and protecting flexible working patterns.
We encourage employers to learn from best practice in this area. HR and odd professionals have a key role to play.
Human resources, HR, and organizational development, odd, professionals are critical to the NHS and will play a major part in driving the implementation of this plan. They can help the NHS attract and retain more people, embed a compassionate and inclusive culture, create an increasingly multidisciplinary and adaptive workforce, and drive different and more flexible working practices. Professionals leading HR and odd work also play a crucial role in smaller organizations and in primary care. NHS England and NHS Improvement will establish a diverse steering group of senior NHS leaders and experts from a range of sectors to support the Chief People Officer's review of HR and odd, which will report by the end of 2020-21.